Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments. From sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more, Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a special edition of Conducting Conversations. Yes, it's Conducting Conversations Late Night with Delbury Bach. That's right. Delbury Bach is here, the famous voice of the artist that has been on the air with WCRI for many years. Welcome, Del. Nice to have you back.
Oh, thank you, Mike.
It's great to have you on Conducting Conversations. As I mentioned, this is a special edition. We had a show earlier this evening. Now, I feel like kind of like David Letterman. I'm on later than normal. And why are you here, Del?
Well, we're here. I'm here with Nancy Gosher-Thomas and David Whitbeck because we're having a show at the Providence Art Club coming up in May, and it's called Salmagundi. And actually, I called you and asked you if I could do it. So,
well, you did call. That's how you. I let you in the door. So that's good. So Salmagundi, is that a guy from North Providence or?
Well, Salmagundi, there's the Salmagundi Club, which is very famous in New York City, and I'm a member there. Are either of you two members?
I was previously a member.
Oh, you were previously a member.
Yes.
Yeah, the audience can't see you pointing, by the way, just so you know.
Oh, okay. Okay. Very good. But Salmagundi means, go ahead, Nancy.
It is a long pause.
Miscellaneous stew. It's like a miscellaneous, yeah.
I wrote down a list of synonyms.
Yeah. Okay, there's a lot of
I can't see them from here, yeah. David. A miscellaneous
anyway,
stew.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so it means miscellaneous stew, and what does that have to do with the Providence Art Club?
Well, because we are three artists, and we have very different styles and mediums.
We're a mixed bag.
Yes.
We are a mixed bag, yes. Yeah.
Okay, so you have different styles, and that's why it's like a mixed stew, if you will.
Right, exactly.
All right,
and
so
Nancy came up with it, even though we were trying to come up with different names.
But
she rejected them all.
You said it's a famous club in New York.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So did Nancy come up with the name of the club in New York?
No, that would have made me like 300 years old.
Okay, so Del, I just want to try to get those facts straight. Because people are listening all over the world, not to get you nervous, but they're going to call up and they're going to say, what is that guy talking about? So Salmagundi Club in New York, and now you're bringing that tradition, if you will, to the Providence Art Club.
Well, actually, it has nothing to do with that. The club in New York, nothing. It is a sister club to the Providence Art Club, but...
But it's the same name. Salmagundi.
Salmagundi is, yes, we're using the Salmagundi, yes, we're calling it Salmagundi. So I'm confused now, and so
I'm
is
totally
everybody
confused.
Here.
Wow,
and we're hoping we'll do that with everybody that comes to see the show.
So is this what happens, normally with artists, they just get confused? Because we're not used to having artists on the air with us.
Oh, we're always confused.
Okay.
And I think that, I know that I exhibited at the Salmagundi Club for a long time, which is a beautiful club, beautiful exhibition space.
But we're not here to promote
that. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Let's start kind of again. And I'm not going to talk to Del anymore. I'll just talk with Nancy. Maybe things will be straighter.
Good idea.
Let's start with Nancy. Where are you from?
I'm from East Greenwich.
East Greenwich, Rhode Island.
Yes,
so you're right down the street.
I am right down the street.
Okay.
Yeah.
And East Greenwich, Rhode Island, you grew up in Rhode Island?
No, I didn't. I grew up in New Jersey.
Oh, that's
I'm so sorry. I went to school in New York City.
Oh.
You're not
really a Rhode Islander.
I am not a Rhode Islander. No,
how long have
I've
you
only
been
in East
Greenwich?
Here. Well, we've been here for about 25 years. We were in Newport.
If you make 25 years, we then... You know, will then
you allow
call
me?
You a Rhode Islander,
okay, all right.
Now, Adele, you're not, definitely not a Rhode Islander, never been a Rhode Islander, right?
No.
Grew up where?
I'm a Jersey boy.
Another Jersey boy.
Plainfield, New Jersey.
All right. And then eventually New York City?
Yes, then New York City for almost 35 years.
And having not necessarily to do with painting while you were in New York City, correct?
No, I was an illustrator, but I also had a professional career as a singer. So I was doing both of those at the same time.
So now you know why the mixed bag.
Okay, so singer in New York City, and Nancy, what was your background, or what is your background?
So my background, I was in advertising design, mm-hmm. and so in New Jersey, I had my own freelance advertising studio, and then I took painting classes in New York. And then I decided that I wanted to do something different, and that was to go to my first love, and that is dance.
Okay.
Oh. I didn't know that.
Not many people do.
Well, there you go. All right. And that lasted how long?
Not long.
Okay.
My father said, stick to what you know. And so I ended up just pursuing my art. And, yeah.
Did he ever go to see you when you were in the Rockettes?
I'm not that old, Mike. Thank you.
Well, you're not that old to be in the Rockettes?
No.
They're still going.
Oh, they are still going. Apologies to the Rockettes.
This is a very confusing show.
That's what happens.
I should have known this would happen.
Yes, you should have.
For the a little later in the next segment when we bring David in, maybe things will go better.
I don't think so.
All right, let's get to the point of the program, and what are the dates of the items that you're talking about?
Okay, well, we open on May 12th.
Okay.
And the show runs through May 31st.
Correct.
And on May 19th, which is a Sunday, we have our opening, the big reception at the club, Providence Art Club, from 2 to 4 p.m. Am I
That's
correct?
That's right. That's correct. It's Ooh. Meet the Artists.
Meet the Artist time, and yes. That's on the 19th.
Right.
Correct.
Okay. Absolutely.
And one of the things that's interesting, a lot of people that live in Rhode Island probably drive right by the art club and have never stopped in. It's a beautiful facility. There's started out as one small building and then added mm-hmm. another and another and another section. Mm-hmm. And it's quite impressive, right?
So there are four buildings.
Four buildings founded in 1880.
In 1880. So a big part of Rhode Island and Providence history. Mm-hmm. So now when people, if they want to go on sometime in May and see the show, is there an entrance fee, or how does that work?
No. The public is always welcome. The club is open. Just check the website in terms of hours and things like that. But I believe that they are open on Sunday. They're open throughout the week.
Okay.
And
no entrance fee.
No, everybody's welcome. Come on in.
Ooh. And now, If you're interested in, there's also a beautiful dining facility there.
Absolutely.
And a cocktail bar.
Yeah.
And if people are interested in partaking in that, they just use Dell's name.
Absolutely. I'll be using Dell's name throughout the exhibit.
Right. So there's a little tip for you.
I use Harley Bartlett's.
Delbury Box account, please. All right. So that's when the show is running. And what will people see? You said there's going to be a mix of styles. Dell, you're known. I call it fine art. What would you call it?
Yeah, I call myself now an illustrative realist.
Illustrative
I used to say
realist.
A contemporary realist, but I think I'm more of an illustrative realist over time. So it's very realistic, out of the tradition. I work primarily in acrylics. The show will be all about my acrylic paintings, land and seascapes, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Nancy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go mm-hmm. ahead and explain yours.
So I work in charcoal and also in water media. I do portrait, and I also do what I call like an up-close and personal point of view or perspective of objects. So I'll be showing a series of withering sunflowers in charcoal.
All right.
And they're quite poetic, I think. And I'll also be showing my portraits.
Excellent. Yeah. All right. Well, Del, when we talked about doing this show, we mentioned that usually there's some music involved. And there will be some music playing at that opening night or at the May 19th event, which?
Yes, at the May 19th.
May 19th event.
Right,
and the person playing the music will be?
Mark Tabor, who is very, very well known in this region. He does blues, jazz. He's a pianist. He's great. He has about 25 fingers, I think, because he gets all over the board.
He's not an a cappella quartet.
No.
Okay, so you missed the boat on that.
You were second in line.
Okay.
We couldn't get him. But no, he's great, and all the music that we're playing during this show will be Mark Tabor playing, and one of the pieces is something he wrote himself. But anyway, so
okay.
Mark's great. And I think a lot of people come to receptions for Mark Tabor.
I was just going to say that. The majority of people will be there for Mark.
When we owned the Courtyard Gallery many years ago, that's when we first got Mark to come in and play for us at the Courtyard during the receptions, and then it continued. And then when I was showing at the Province Art Club, we'd always bring him in, and both Nancy and David have brought him in to play. And so it was just a no-brainer for us.
It's a no-brainer. Yeah,
excellent. So that's the music we'll hear a little bit of right now, then listen to a few pieces of Mark's, and then we'll come back and get to talk with David. Stay where you are.
Thank you.
We are back on the special late night conducting conversations with Delbre Bach. And Del has been talking about a show coming up at the Providence Art Club. Brought a couple people with him. Del, why don't you, you did a nice job introducing Nancy. We got that straightened out in the first segment. Now you have David to introduce.
Yes, David Whitbeck. Hello, David. Say hello.
Hi, Del.
Hi, David. David's the third artist in our show.
Whoa. The third?
Well,
one of the three.
One of the three, yeah. Well.
And they're gonna go,
he does great work.
They're going to go in alphabetical order by first name. David would be first. You would be second.
Interesting. Nancy, very interesting.
No. That's true.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, but at any rate,
we put the woman in between.
The three of you are having a show at the Providence Art Club in beautiful downtown Providence, right next to the First Baptist Church, if you know where that landmark is. And the show is open and free to the public. And
yes,
the dates that it's running, Del?
It opens May 12th. And runs through May 31st, and the reception is May 19th. That's a Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m.
2 to 4.
Yes, and we have Mark Tabor playing the piano, as we said before.
That was the music we listened to at the end of the first segment. We'll get a chance to hear some more of his music later on at the end of this segment. But right now, let's turn to David and find out a little bit about David. You do live in Rhode Island.
I live in Providence.
A beautiful spot to live. And whereabouts in Providence?
It's sort of the greater Providence College neighborhood. Elmhurst, we like to call it.
Oh, that's the bad section. Okay. I live on the east side.
Oh, the chic east side.
Yeah, I live right near the art club. We can walk there.
He has a concert hall in his home.
We'll go with that. Providence College. You've been there for about how long?
About 25 years, well, 35 years in that general area.
Rhode Island before that, or?
I moved to Rhode Island in 1980 to go to RISD. Before that, I lived in upstate New York.
Okay. What part of upstate New York?
Rochester immediately, but I grew up in the Albany area.
Oh, in Albany.
Latham, New York.
And you probably watched The Egg being built in Albany.
Oh, yes, that thing, that theater.
Yeah.
Yes, I remember when they tore down, Third Ward or whatever it was called in Albany.
Right, to build that up.
Yep.
Well, welcome to Rhode Island after only being here for 25 or 30 years or so.
40,
yeah. Well, it was all the same.
Well, who's counting?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So your art form, we talked to Nancy and we talked to Adele about their style. What would you determine your style is?
I can never explain it to people. I'm always confused about what to say. It's representational but not realistic, and it's all based on maritime themes, commercial fishing themes. I started out years ago painting a goofy-looking guy holding a goofy-looking fish, and it's kind of grown from there. It's, you know.
Now, when you say a goofy-looking guy holding a goofy-looking fish, if you're a Rhode Islander, the thing that comes to mind is probably Don Bosco.
I know, and right. I've been, yes, I think I'm less cartoony than Don Bosco.
Okay, so more painting.
More about design and composition.
Open to interpretation.
Open to interpretation, but
if I looked at something, I might not know what you were thinking.
Probably.
Okay. I just want to make sure, because when I look at Del's painting, I know exactly what he's thinking.
Yes.
He's thinking, I'm going to make a ton of bucks when I sell this thing.
I like your way you think. The way I think, I guess.
Well, much of my work, it's been described as whimsical, which I really don't like, but somebody once told me they thought, no, not whimsical, but irreverent. So irreverent is I find much more.
Okay,
irreverent. Yeah, it's all, you know, there's a sense of humor to my work.
Okay, a touch of humor. I can't wait now. I mean, you know, I know.
You didn't want to come before.
I didn't want to come. I mean, I wanted to see Nancy's stuff, but Del, I've seen, I've seen your stuff everywhere. I mean, for Rhode Islanders, you even had Amica 1 year. You had the painting of the year for Amica, right?
Really?
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's true.
See
50th
that?
Year.
Yeah, that's right. He had his
Thanksgiving card.
That's correct. And everybody that has Amica got Del's painting in the mail. Well, a picture, a copy of it.
Wow, I had to do 800,000 paintings? So yeah, there you go. Put in the mail? Holy cow.
You would have been busy with a lot of Dinky Dells.
Yes,
yes.
That's true.
Now, David, are you familiar with Dinky Dells? You know what those are?
I mean, those tiny little things he sells at the art, at the
oh, those
the low
too.
Pictures?
Yeah.
Oh, no, no. I guess I don't know what a Dinky Dell is. What
is yeah. That is it.
That is it.
Oh, that is it. Okay.
When you
okay.
have the small picture show at the Providence yes. Art Club, Dell's paintings have been described as Dinky Dells.
Yes. That's a good description.
Yeah.
Well, so. We've done many commercials about Dinky Dells here on WCRI.
That's correct. And it's always interesting to come up with some of the stuff that we come up with for the commercials here on WCRI. Maybe we'll get to do another one with the three of you. We should do one with the three of you.
Wow, that's
promote,
a really good idea,
to
Mike.
This event. All right, we'll work on that and get that out on the air. Wow.
And do you do Dinky Nancy's? I don't do Dinky Dave's.
No, you don't do the small.
I don't do
show?
Dinky Dave. Every now and then I'll be in it with a woodcut or something like that. But yeah.
A woodcut.
I can't stand painting small.
Wait a minute now. You've just opened up a new category. You mentioned that you did woodcuts.
Well, occasionally. When I get tired of painting, sometimes I'll do a couple woodcuts until I get tired of woodcuts. And then,
how many woodcuts cut could your woodcut cut if a woodcut would cut wood?
A woodcut would cut all the woodcuts it could cut if a woodcut could cut wood.
So when you say woodcuts, are you talking about carvings or are you talking about the method of
The method of printmaking.
Okay.
Yep.
That's some people might not get that. So
right.
A woodcut is a matter of you cut the wood, then put paint or ink on it. And that gets stamped onto a surface.
Correct.
And that becomes the painting.
Or
whatever
the
happens to the wood?
The wood just remains cut with ink on it.
And do you ever, have you stored all those or do you get rid of them?
A few of them I've technically after you do an addition, you're supposed to destroy them in some way or alter them in some way so you can't reuse them. Sometimes they get flipped over the backside of the wood and recut. Sometimes they get thrown away.
Okay. So they're not one. It's supposed to be a one-time only type
right,
thing.
Right, one edition.
So you print 500 or 200 or 100
or
10.
Or 25 or 30 or
okay.
10 or, yeah.
However many, and then they're signed and numbered that way.
Correct.
Now, does the price change on, let's say you did 100, a big run of 100. Would the price be cheaper for the 100th than it was for the first, or is the price always the same?
It's always the same.
Always the same.
These are
artistic things I did not know, and I knew I couldn't ask Dell about it because...
I do not know.
Just as Dinky paintings.
So there we go. We finally have, between Nancy and David Dell, we finally have someone intelligent that can talk about what goes on in the art world. Now, Dell, when you, unlike David with the woodcuts, and when you use a paintbrush, do you throw it away or alter it? When
that would put me in the poorhouse.
Okay.
No, I like, when they get shredded sometimes and, kind of funky, the brushes, they make great textures.
Okay.
So I keep them. I keep everything.
You keep everything. So brushes are used for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
So now I can remember when I was a kid, you go to Woolworths and you'd buy a brush set for 25 cents for five brushes so you could paint watercolors in school. Your brushes probably don't cost that amount.
No. I go to Michael's and I get them on sale.
Do you
for
really?
23 cents each.
No, I mean do you get regular brushes that normal people could use?
Yes, actually. I usually go through Dick Blick to get my art supplies, and they're made for everything from beginner artists to professional artists. I usually get the professional side when I can afford it.
Wow. Okay.
Which is rare.
There you go. All right. Now, we talked a little bit about the styles of everybody. I want to make sure everyone understands that the show that you can see at the Providence Art Club between May 12th and the 31st is one level of the club. There are many rooms, as we mentioned in the first segment. There's actually four buildings.
Right.
Now, you'll be in the main gallery area.
Right.
Is that where the three of you will be showing?
Yes, the Maxwell Mays Gallery on the second floor, I guess. Yeah,
second floor up the big stairway.
Yeah, and the best thing about it is the bar's right there.
The bar is right there. And remember, all you do is mention Dell's name and you get free drinks on his tab. So I wonder if anyone would try that. And
the grand piano is right there, too, where Mark will be playing.
That's correct. It's a beautiful grand piano. It's a beautiful space. The whole space is very interesting. If you haven't been there and you're in the Providence area, you should definitely stop in to take a look at just the architecture alone. You could do a whole tour of that. And then the added bonus, of course, will be the show for Nancy, David, and Dell that will be on that time. So May 19th, we want to say again, is the night that the three of you will be there.
Right. The reception will be in the afternoon, 2 to 4 p.m. 11 Thomas Street. Thank you, Nancy.
Okay, coming from the Peanut Gallery and 11 Thomas Street in the background there.
And the show does open on the 12th, but because the 12th is Mother's Day, the reception is on the 19th.
Okay. Well, you don't want to celebrate Mother's Day? Or
not at the Art Club, apparently.
All right. We'll see how that goes over. Okay, so the 12th is Mother's Day. That's when the show opens, and that's 2 to 4 on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll be 2 to 4 for the opening on the 19th, for where you three of you will be there.
We will be there.
Now,
hawking our work.
Do people treat you like stars? In other words, do they walk in and say, can I have a picture of you next to your painting?
They do that with Nancy, and they do that with David.
Right,
and they tell me to get out.
Okay. All right.
Dell's paintings are so small, what's the point?
Next to David's in this show, they are postage stamps.
You were about to say something when I took you on a different path.
Oh, well, we are going to have an artist talk. The three of us will get on stage, and we'll give a little backgrounds of ourselves, and then the audience can ask us questions.
How is that going to happen? David doesn't even know what he does.
I can point at them.
Oh, okay.
We'll prep them ahead of time.
Okay, all right.
And we're not sure of the date on that, so stay tuned.
Will that be on the website?
It'll be on the website. Yes,
the
it will.
Providence Art Club.
Providence Art Club, yes.
.org.
Will you make sure that it's on your website?
Yes, I will.
All right, so a lot of our listeners know about Dell's website, where you can go and you can see a lot of the beautiful work that Dell does. David, do you have a website?
I do. It's witbeck.com, and Witbeck is spelled without an H, just WITBECK.com.
WITBECK.com. And Nancy, do you have a website as well?
I most certainly do, and mine is Gosher Thomas with a hyphen. It's GAUCHER-Thomas.com.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. And you can check those websites out. Dell, once again, why don't you, I don't think we gave your site, just to remind people.
Okay. Mine is DEL-BOURREEBACH, DellBourreBach.com.
You couldn't find anything simpler.
How about check out DEL-BOURREEBACH.com.
There you go. Right from a straight WCRI commercial. There you have it. All right. Well, I want to thank the three of you for coming in today on our special late night conducting conversations. We're going to go out with a little more Mark Tabor music. Mark will be the pianist, which will be playing during the that open house or what are you calling it?
Reception.
Reception. It's a reception, all right, on May 19th from 2 to 4. But the show runs from the 12th to the 31st, so stop by 11 Thomas Street in beautiful downtown Providence, the Providence Art Club. Thanks, everybody, for making a very enjoyable late-night show.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you. All right, and the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.